you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
I'm on the junk, dude. I'm on that shit.
What are you on?
Testosterone. I'm not on it. I mean, they gave it to me. Huh?
Why are you on testosterone? You're a bitch.
My doctor rules.
Was it? Let me ask you a question. Did your doctor watch the basketball game? And he was like, you know what?
You need a little more aggression.
We need every advantage we can give you.
I am looking forward to a bit of aggression. I actually am looking forward to that. I do feel like, you know where I see it? Dave, you might understand this even more from playing so much younger, too. Like, when we're playing basketball on Tuesdays in the morning, like, I will say that, like, I used to play with, like, very physical, kind of reckless abandon in a game, whereas now I don't know why I have some thing where I'm like, if I'm like, my next move here is to, like, plow through somebody to score, I'm like, oh, it's like Tom, you know what I mean? Or it's like Dave Temple. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't have, like, yeah. For sure.
You're not really the fierce competitor you once were.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to hurt his friends, which is, it's always been the case for Jay. It's very, because if you wanted to box, Jay, if you're like, dude, I'll spar with you, I'd fight you like you were an enemy.
Right. Yeah. I can't.
I wouldn't, but there would be no part of me that's like mad or upset with you. I would enjoy it substantially more than playing basketball. But it would be the same like mental attitude toward going and just playing basketball. I would punch you directly in your face.
The same attitude Lewis has toward his girlfriend.
I would punch you right in the face.
Punch you in the face.
I did that one thing. We shot that some short thing with Sergio Chacone years ago.
With Vecchione.
And me and Vecchione had to like box, and we went out there for 3 1-minute rounds or something. Headgear and the whole thing, and we went out there, and Mike just threw a punch that, like, when it hit, it had oomph on it, and I was just sad the rest of the time. I was like, man, I can't believe you fucking, like, Jesus, Mike, like, I wouldn't do that to you. I wasn't going to hit you like that at all. Damn.
You really fucking nailed me.
Yeah, like, Jesus, dude.
But Mike also had something else behind it. Like, there was something, you slighted him on the road one time. I remember Jay used to get mad at Mike Vecchione. It was the weirdest thing to be mad at
Mike Vecchione.
Yes. Do you not remember this on the road? It was a thing. It was just one time you got mad at Mike because he wanted to read a newspaper in the morning, and you were just like, dude,
oh, now you know what? I'm going to catch Jay's back on this. You don't open for Jay and read a newspaper. You know how many mornings I wanted to read a newspaper?
Whatever it was. Jay wasn't happy.
Holding back on newspaper reading for me?
Oh, dude, when Jay goes to take a shit, sure, I'll try to like plow through, speed read that newspaper real quick. But you don't just go for a walk and read a newspaper. You're featuring for Jay. Featuring for Jay comes with a weekend. It's like, we're going to fucking hang. You know, nothing makes the man happier. You can't take that away from him.
Vecchione got up, he got a newspaper, went to breakfast by himself, meditated for an hour, and went on a walk.
Yeah.
And Jay was like, what the fuck is this?
I'm like, are we hanging out or are we just, did I just drive you somewhere to go do your thing?
It was so funny to watch. I remember taking the mental note.
Can I tell you, I will.
Jay, it's news.
It was in Providence.
I will. Tell
I remember
you,
exactly where it was Providence.
And that wasn't even at the Comedy Connection. I think this was at the Catch probably back in the day,
I
right?
I think it might've been Catch, yeah.
Oh, that was the worst, literally the worst comedy club ever.
It even existed.
It was in a slot casino machine. Well, in a slot casino.
Yeah, electronic games only.
And so it was like just the audience would just be the saddest old people. It was just horrible.
Also, do you remember, if you remember also in the most comfortable comedy club chairs,
they were like in these chairs where they were like, just old people, make me laugh, grandson.
And they were just brutal. I mean, it was the most comfortable chairs I've ever seen in a comedy club. I mean, we watched Patrice struggle there.
Yeah, it wasn't good. No, but you know what? I'll defend Jay on this a little bit because I feel like Jay, it's kind of that was kind of the deal. If you know Jay, that was Jay would bring. This was at a point where Jay was so we were all so, you know, like early in our
Jay
career.
Was like $600 for the weekend. Yes. And had three openers with him.
It wasn't crazy. Jay wasn't drawing anyone.
Nobody brought a fucking entourage of openers with them.
My point is Jay wasn't drawing anyone. The club was like, we'll give Jay this off weekend, and Jay would be like, can I bring someone with me? Like,
not someone. He brings two or three guys.
And the whole reason why Jay was bringing people was because he really liked to have a hang for the weekend and not Wayne, just be there alone.
So you remember Wayne? This is a fucking hilarious thing.
Wait, before you say that, Lewis, can I say I just want to like make a thing on that? Also, you guys probably, if you think about it, you guys probably both get this much more now. If you recall, again, when I was 24 when Isabella was born, or when I was 23 when she was born. So like when she, you know, with the responsibility of like kid during the week, when we could like go away and like, do, you know what I mean? That was like 100% of my like, hey, now we could smoke pot and go here and have some drinks. And
well, it's the mix. Here's the thing is the mix.
Yeah, talk to chicks.
But it's the mix of the two things. It's being young and being a parent. Because like I remember like my attitude, like, back then, when I was like 25 or whatever, when you were bringing me on the road with you a lot, it was just like, yeah, I'm going to hang the whole time. Like, that's, yeah. What else would we do?
I don't know if it was a broadcast.
39, I'm like, no, if I bring someone on the road with me, like my feature, I don't want them to hang with me the whole time. I'll be like, maybe we'll grab lunch or something, but like, then do your thing.
It's funny how it has changed in that regard. Like, there is a point of like the night where I'm like, okay, so while I still have a couple hours to wake, I'm going to go do my thing.
Yeah.
What I want to do. Like, I'm going to go watch the thing I want to watch the way I want to watch it.
Can I be honest with you? Like, look, at the time, the value for those gigs
was the hang.
The hang and doing comedy. Yeah. Like, that was it. Like, now it's a job, and it's an amazing job. You get paid a lot of money to go tell jokes, which is fucking incredible. Fun. But you go like, no, I'm here for a job. You don't need that as much. You're like, you're not searching for this value because you're killing on stage. It's your fans. You know, you're not like, oh, you know, I really need to, you know, a big part of the value here is being able to hang out with my buddies all weekend. It's also we're all older. Like,
it's an age thing.
I enjoy like, sitting down and listening to an audiobook now, that's crazy. Like, just wouldn't have been me a decade.
Lewis is a decade away from reading. He's getting there slowly.
I don't bring, Dave, you know, I mean, you remember very clearly, but I mean, I don't bring like a video game system on the road anymore. Like, I literally, there's like documentaries I'll watch and just like dick around and like Candy Crush, like in my downtime. Honestly, there's also a big thing of like, and you know all this because everybody here broadcasts a ton. The value of not talking much during the day and just kind of like doing your own thing has a lot of value. Because by the time I hit the road, man, my shit is scratchy.
When I didn't bring my PlayStation. I was bringing my Xbox or PlayStation here and there, right? And it's fucking huge. It's annoying. It's just annoying to have to bring this heavy, big, clunky thing.
Yeah.
But I just know if I don't bring it, I'm going to go and do some shit. I'm going to go to a nice restaurant. I'll grab a nice lunch. I'll meet up with a friend, like LA, like a town like LA, where I have so many friends here that I don't see that often. Like, you know, it forces me to go get a drink with somebody or go grab lunch with somebody or do that. I was going to say before though, with you on the road, Jay, what was the lie that Wayne Rada would tell?
He said that Jay was like mentally unstable and needed me to be there with him on the road time. Or like, yeah, he just, like, he needed me there. That was
one of the funniest fucking things ever that Wayne did that.
Oh, and then the club was so shitty to me.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne treated Dave like he was Jay's like emotional distress pet. And like,
that was only one gig. It was only one gig. He wasn't even my manager then. That was one gig specifically because it was late in the game and I wanted Dave to go. And Dave was like available to go. And I was like, oh, I thought we could make it do a thing. I go, we'll see if we can get you to host. See if we can get you to host the gig. And I was like, yeah, just pay him like the regular local hosting fee. He'll stay with me. That's the thing I was going to say earlier. I remember the idea when they used to go, can I bring somebody? And they'd go, I mean, yeah, we'll pay him, but like you're sharing a room. And it's like, yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, how else are we going to watch scary movies and play video games until we pass out?
I mean,
I thought for years,
just to store our luggage.
For 10 years, I thought Dave loved sleeping in hoodies. I had no idea. I'm like, this
guy keeps it cold.
Keep it chilly. Yeah. But yeah, that one, I was like, I wanted Dave to go. And Wayne was my manager, but we knew, I was like, hey, if you can call and say you're my assistant maybe or something.
Because Wayne would make such a big, now that I know, because now I go on the road and I headline myself. It's not a big deal to bring your own opener. I change my opener week of all the time. I tell them that I'm bringing a guy 2 days before, and then they just, you know, whatever the guy that was going to be booked, they was like, yeah, dude, he's bringing his own guy. Wayne liked to create problems and fix them. He wanted to be like, hey, dude, they don't want Dave, but I'm working on it right now. It's like the conversation never happened. Nobody gives a fuck.
Wayne, do you remember when Wayne just completely made up that Patrice didn't want Nate at his barbecues? Oh, damn, literally completely made this up. This is not real at all. Patrice confirmed later. He loved Nate. He had no problem with Nate. But
I eventually had to go to Patrice because I didn't. It was so crazy sounding.
Well, I remember us laughing about this with Patrice later. Yeah. Like, it was how ridiculous. But Wayne just said that and then goes, don't worry, guys. I'm on it. I'll solve the problem. And then came back to us and bragged that he solved the problem.
I respect
got Nate invited. It was, dude, he was a madman that he would just completely lie about something, create a thing, and then claim he solved it.
That is literally what you're talking about is, I mean, that is a strategy in business. We're doing like 48 laws of power, things like that. That's some fucking straight up like manipulative. Let me fucking create value that's not really there. It's Dave, when I told you when Joe Rogan offered you the UFC tickets, and I told you this probably before, Jay, right? When Joe called Dave one day and was like, oh, I have two tickets for you, UFC for like front row. And I was out of town. I was in New York. I was on the Impractical Jokers cruise. Uh-huh. So Dave's like, oh, who should I offer these tickets to? And I was like, Dave, go on all of your powerful friends' websites, see who's on the road. And then anybody who's on the road, just say, hey, dude, I got an extra ticket. Come to the UFC with me. And get everybody like, oh, I can't, but thank you for the invite.
Very thoughtful.
I called Lewis a psycho, hung up, and called Ralph. We went and had a great time. We had a lot of fun.
That's like,
Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it really is funny, like the difference. Then I said it's just completely age. Like, I want to, like, even when I'm on the road with somebody who wants to do lunch, I do it because exactly like you were saying, Lois, like it's the right thing to do. It's like I should just sit in a hotel room an entire weekend and do absolutely nothing. So it's like nice when I have somebody who wants to get lunch or something. But for the most part, I never am heartbroken. If it's like a gig where no one's asked to do it with me or anything, and it's like a flying gig and no one's been like, hey, can I work with you on this weekend? I'm just like, use locals. And I'm like, fine to just kick it and do my own thing.
Yeah.
So weird. It's just like, because that is very, very different. I can't even think now in my head. I'm like, what? I'm like, staying in the same room? It didn't even seem like that was a crazy thing. And that also probably wasn't necessary half the time.
No. Because you would do this. You would go, dude, I want to bring my own opener. And before you say anything, he doesn't need his own room.
You're probably right.
Whoa. You don't got to pay him.
You don't have to pay him, and I'll take it out of my money and give him half of my money because I don't want him to think he's being ripped.
So bad.
I did, but there was something. But there was also I used to get a lot of shit for it. I'll say that from Keith Robinson, because he was like, "Man, you barely get your foot in the door, and you start trying to pile all your fucking friends through." And I was like, "There was something to that, though." And I'm sure there was my own like personal reasons for it, also. But I also always kind of kept that as a thing. Like, dude, every step of comedy for me, tell you at least a name, if not two or three, who, like, if they didn't like put me under their wing in some way or take some interest in me, that I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
So like I like to do that for people who I thought were funny.
Yeah.
And it was, I remember when
I never had a long-term like opener that was like, or someone that went on the road with me that was I didn't think was funny at all.
No, it's just a very weird thing. You'll see
the closest to calling me funny Jay's ever come.
Dude, I
you're hilarious.
Well, I like having a really, really good opener. I like the show being great. Like the whole show front to back. Like,
oh, 100%.
I could book some shitty chick to open up for me and look like a fucking comedy king every time following her.
No, if Lewis does that, if he does that, you're dating that chick.
Column or fucking one of the, you know, these other guys who, like, number one, they're going to make me fucking work harder. Yeah. And number two, they're going to get a fucking, the beginning of the show is awesome. And they're excited. Not only are they good comics, but they're excited to see them. Like, yes, Zach, that's a special guest.
Well, that's a big part of why I use Rob to feature for me for like all my stuff is that number one, he fucking kills. And number two, they're excited because they know him from the show.
Number three, he's actually your road agent.
What, number three, he does whatever I tell him to do. But like, it's, you realize, especially when you do it kind of like independent, the way I do most of my gigs now, like when you set up the show, it's like, yeah, you're like, if I'm selling like a $25 ticket for a show, I feel like, not that that's a crazy amount of money, but you should enjoy the whole show. I don't want anyone who's like weak on
that.
You know,
like when you pay that for a movie and it sucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So like, you
know, I've always, I know that there was notorious comics who they would always say like brought a comic that like eat shit in front of them so they can like save the day. I always thought that was weird. I go, but besides you guys, even like on the road, like opening for me for years. I mean, over the years, like Nate Vecchione, Kurt on a couple gigs that if he wasn't
by the way, all of us would eat shit sometimes opening for you. Literally everybody you named, I've seen eat shit opening for you because this is a time when no fans were there. It was just people coming to see a comedy show. Whoever the comic was that weekend, maybe you'd get three fans for the whole weekend, right? Like sure. Actual fans. They saw you a year before. It was such an old school way of doing comedy. But I saw plenty of times all of these people actually eat shit and have
If that happened, I was like, sweet. Now I can go save the day.
Exactly. I'd say the vast.
I was like, oh, they don't like them. Like they're probably gonna hate this crowd. Sucks. They're gonna hate me.
But I felt like it was always like. I mean, like there are exceptions, of course, but like in general, when I was opening for you, it was always really good shows. Like we always did really well because it was a bigger crowd than you do in the city usually. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, this is awesome. Like it's a lot of people. But well, I also
got in a way where like they would put you on like it was very weird to even like think about it, but it's like I don't even know how comics would do this now without like a draw or an audience or anything. Not that any of us are these massive draws. You know, you watch what Tim Dillon or Andrew Schultz are doing, and it's like, Jesus Christ. But I like back in the day, they'd go, we want a person to headline. They got a few credits and they would just book you to entertain this crowd and this crowd would just show up. And does that even exist anymore? Is there a path to like just becoming like a comic and like working through the club and just becoming
probably very few. Well, I remember that. No, I remember thinking one of the things that kind of changed like in that time period is I remember when I used to feature for UJ, it was kind of still the old school view was like, oh, you come, if you kill here, they'll probably bring you back to headline. And like that just completely didn't
exist.
Gone, like,
that went away
there was
in
value
my time.
In like it, like I got much better as a stand-up from all that stuff. So that there was value in that. But I mean, I killed a million of these clubs and no one who mattered was ever watching.
I will
never
say
led to
there's
like,
one club and people hate these guys, but I'm just loyal as fuck, dude. I don't care that Amy Schumer doesn't fucking like the guys, right? So Comics Comedy Club and Logan Sun. That's the last club that ever, this is my path. I hosted, I did well hosting a couple of times. They started featuring me. They gave me the split headline, split feature weekend. So I do the Thursday headline, Sunday headline. Then I'd feature for the Friday, Saturday. Then they started headlining me. Then they started headlining before I had any audience coming in from Legion of Skanks. Before it was like, we'd started the podcast.
Let me correct what I said before too. There is a path. I remember back when they said there was like a path where you just get good at comedy and the really good people would end up in like the mainstream clubs. And then there was like the people who were like, you know, the road hack, quote unquote, would be like in like, you know, Chuckle Hut and all that kind of shit around the country. Where now the mainstream clubs, they pretty much at this point, like you need to tell them you're going to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Like there's no more of those, just like very few, like, just some guy you've never heard. If it's a guy you've never heard of, he's selling out because of YouTube or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there are still those like fucking Chuckle Huts and whatever around the country. The thing is the problem is people get locked into them. That's when you get that guy who probably thought it was romantic when he was younger to like drive around the country and have a bunch of clothes in your car because you go from like C comedy club, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like people get lost in that world.
That was like a whole subsect of comedy that like people don't even realize, like there's a really sad side of comedy, like open mics, like New York open mic scene, that the road, like being a road feature, trying to headline.
I think New York open mic scene's actually in the beginning, depends on your age and what, how long you're in. Because in the beginning, it's got to be the most exciting thing in the world that you're a part of.
Well, there's
not open mic. Being a young comic rules when you're getting on shows. Yeah. The actual open mics, I never did them. And then we're getting a little inside baseball, so maybe we should switch gears here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But like that was like, it was the saddest fucking thing in the world. You'd be sandwiched. It was like people come from all walks of life, but most of the time they were sad. You get like on an open mic, you'd be like, there'd be a grandma, then there'd be a lawyer, then there'd be some wigger,
then there'd be Mark Norman.
Mark just working out his jokes. Prisoner with a face tattoo, some old crazy person, some homeless lady, and then there's a hooker at the end. And they're not comics. They are all those things first and foremost. And that's sort of what their identity is. You put them in a room together and you're like, I guess we're all comics now. It's a bizarre, sad, uncomfortable thing in the beginning. Cause you have even open mic, brand new comics, the cream rises kind of quickly. You stop being that crazy person at open mic. You start getting on shows. Right.
Right.
So I think that's,
I'm saying this, but I mean, it's really at this point, I don't know. Like you were saying before, like that didn't work for me so much either. That's what Dave Attell can never get when he was like, why are you still opening for me at this club? I'm like, Dave, I called the club and asked if I could headline it. They say no.
Yeah, but at one point you have to take away, dude. At one point you have to say that I'm a headliner. I'm not willing to open for somebody. And, you know, and that's probably what Attell's perspective was. You know, he's like, well, work the other club. Tell him, fuck him. Like, you don't get me now. And, you know, which is probably the better answer. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're over 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, I'm going to tell you right now, YoKratom.com is where you got to get it from. They're the marquee sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital and for Skankfest, which is completely sold out. We just released a handful more tickets. They sold out in minutes.
Gone.
You missed your opportunity, but YoKratom has got you because they're going to
do it. Let me just say, and let me just silence you real quick. Thank you for being so quiet as I shut up for five seconds. Thank you. I appreciate you respecting an alpha telling you when to be quiet. I also think YoKratom is great. $60 kilo. Get it at YoKratom.com. Lewis, continue.
Nobody can stop me from saying YoKratom is great. They have lab quality tested Kratom at the best wholesale prices delivered directly to you. Lewis?
Can I play devil's advocate?
I don't know.
Who's running this lab?
I feel like it's Kratom.
Their own lab that they're like, we test it. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's like doctor.
Do they just have a Labrador just comes in and sniffs it?
That's Kratom, all right.
All right, YoKratom.com. Go grab a $60 kilo. Where were we? All right, so let's do plugs real quick, and then there's a few other things. There's a great video of a girl getting fucking wrecked by a dude.
I have another one too.
It's pretty funny.
All right, good. All right. So maybe it'll be a little mini Who's Most Justified. I wanted to do Who's Most Justified, but you guys did it on a Monday without me.
We sure did.
I wonder if we should do the 90s chicks now, like on the live show.
Dude, what about
girls. Be a fun,
what's that the, game? The Hillary,
it's not so much a game, but it's just like all the 90s girls now are doing like naked shit now or really showing themselves off.
Britney Spears is the most fuckable. Let's do plugs. I almost want to talk about this because Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's really funny. It's as soon as Britney Spears got freed, everyone was like, oh, that's why she wasn't free.
Yeah. Oh, no shit. She married some dude and then she just puts on crazy like eye makeup and gets naked everywhere.
Dude, she needs to have.
I've never seen a person with bat. She has batshit eyes.
What is up with batshit eyes? These fucking fans of hers, they're like, yeah, Britney's free. It's like, are you guys crazy?
These trans of hers. You mean these trans?
She's obviously a crazy person. She's an absolute lunatic who probably is just being ripped off by people, being taken advantage of by people. Maybe somebody in her family should be looking after her. Maybe.
It's very possible, but here's the thing. I still argue on the side much of like they don't do that to, you know, the best example I heard of that was Kanye West. They're like, Kanye West is batshit. No one touches his money or controls his money.
Yeah, it might be a little bit different, though. It's a little bit different.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she seems like more unstable.
Kanye seems like he's fucking batshit, but not in a way where he is. It's not like that embarrassing for him. Like that, like it is some of the stuff, but not really. Like,
it's pretty embarrassing, dude.
If you really look at it, right? I think Kanye is kind of a jackass, right? But it's not like Britney. She's posting psychotic photos, like just absolutely psychotic photos. Kanye is sort of hurting over his family. He shouldn't be wearing his heart on his sleeve like that. But you sort of do crazy shit when you're like, dude, I remember just being like a young kid and like crying outside of an ex-girlfriend's window because she couldn't let me up. And I'm just like,
ah! You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Do me a favor, guys. Get yourself in this headspace since you guys both have kids too, which is great.
I don't want to go into this headspace.
You're not with your kid's parent. You're not with your kid's mom. And the new guy,
Pete Davidson,
after dating for a little bit, forget Pete Davidson, just the new guy, whoever it is, gets a neck tattoo of the initials of you, not just your ex, but your children also.
Oh, Pete got a tattoo of his children on his neck?
Of the initials of Kim Kardashian and all the kids on his neck.
And I mean this, if I would be like, all right, I have to go kill this man. I have to go kill him because that's fucking crazy. I didn't know that. I had no idea. I like Pete a lot, but I'm not talking about Pete, the 16-year-old comic that I knew from Broadway Comedy Club. I'm talking about celebrity Pete right now, okay? Pete, that's fucking crazy. It's weird, and it would make me, any dad in the world would go, I'm uncomfortable with the guy who barely knows my fucking family having that sort of fucking, that is weird. It is a weird.
Is it confirmed real, Bobby, before we jump too hard into that?
He has a Kim tattoo. I'm trying to go through it now here.
We've all got Kim tattoos.
Adoy. But that is, if he did do that, that is pretty wild, pretty quick.
Hey, babe, do you have another coffee?
There's Lewis's Kim tattoo.
Hey, Annie, babe.
Babe.
Yeah. What do we say? You want to do plugs, and then we'll get whichever one of these.
I want to find out if he's got this Kanye tattoo. Let's do plugs real quick.
Yes, I'm saying what brings it up.
Yeah,
Dave, you want to go first?
Sure. I got literally a few tickets left. I think there's like 5 tickets left for the late show in Reno on May 26th. So come on out to that. Those tickets are going to go soon. So if you want to come, go grab them now. And then there's like 10 tickets left for Chicago on June 18th. I got Robbie the Fire Bernstein with me on both of those. Part of the problem. Yo MMA Rap. We'll be back with a vengeance this week.
Hell yeah.
We were off due to sport. We had to take a week to mourn. Dude, by the way, I'll just say, whoever made that video compilation thing really got me.
Gotcha.
With the pictures of young sport. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it really made me sad.
Yeah.
I didn't see that yet.
I was a fucking wreck. I'll tell you guys the story about that as well, which is sad. But sure. It was some funny moments, actually. I got live stuff coming up. I will be next month, Ontario, California, San Diego, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Austin, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Tampa's coming up. I have a lot of stuff. LewisofSkanks.com for those tickets. I'm going to be all over the place, guys. Thank you for everyone that came out to the Depraved. 2 sold out shows at the Comedy Store. Fucking incredible. Amazing time. If you guys love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. It's the best way that you can support this show. If you guys love the show, we have hundreds of episodes that are not available on the internet. You can go and binge watch the show. That's what I suggest doing. Go start from episode 1 and just go through the whole history of the show, because you watch us grow as ever. I mean, literally, me and Dave didn't have children when we started this podcast. None of us had a pot to piss in when we started this podcast. Like, it was a very weird journey.
Jay used to bring us on the road and say we could all share a pot.
With one pot.
And then I was throwing a Hail Mary and starting a podcast. I was like, please God, something happen.
And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PR Rattlesnake. And yeah, check out all the other pods that I do, Realize Podcast, Yo MMA Rap. And
just real quick, Jay, before you do yours, I forgot also just to plug that I recorded two podcasts this week that you guys, the State of the Union with Ari Shaffir for Skeptic Tank. We just did that over 4 hours and a lot of people really loved that one. So that'll be coming out soon. And I did the Valuetainment podcast with Patrick Bet David, who's incredible. Lewis, I gotta get you and this guy connected. This guy's like, I went out to lunch with him afterward. He's just like a guy, like a business guy who you just want to like soak up all his fucking like information. Anyway, that was really fun. So go check those two out.
I want to soak this man up.
You do. You're going to want to soak him up.
BigJComedy.com for all my live dates and tickets. Next weekend, Phoenix, Arizona, stand up live. Let's do that up big. Then I go on vacation with Lewis. And then Bert Kreischer's Fully Loaded comedy tour coming to a city near you or not, the kind of off markets, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Those are going to sell out quick if they are not already. So check out the dates for Bert Kreischer's Fully Loaded tour. And then I've got a thousand more things coming up. Tulsa Comedy Club, Albany Funny Bone, Justin Silver going to be with me on that one. Cincinnati Funny Bone, Omaha, a lot of funny bones. So BigJComedy.com for all of that. My crowd work album at some point is going to come out on Gas Digital.
No, it is.
Any day now.
Christine, if I'm not... We'll talk about it off the air, but it should be submitted.
I'll hit her.
Go hit her.
Should I deck her? I'll deck her if I need deck her. I might deck her if I deck her, but that album's coming out soon. Also, a big congratulations to my queen, Christine, Rebecca and Lewis for the extra tickets going in record time. I mean, so impressive. It's going to be so amazing. I can't talk about
Skeptic. There's no more tickets. Enough. If you feel like, dude, I know there'll be another drop. There's not another drop. We don't have any more room for anybody else. That's that. Now it's starting to actually plan.
Yeah. Now we're getting in the troubles area. Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103. Me and Dan Soder, and of course, me and Ralph Sutton on the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to talk about first? We have...
So, yes, he does...
So much. Not...
Pete Davidson does have the initials of Kim's children on his body.
That's official. Pretty rough. Yeah, right. I've seen the picture, but it's not... Yeah, show the picture of it.
What would you do, Dave?
It could mean anything. It could be anything else.
No, well, the question isn't so much what I would do. The question is, what are my kids going to do now that they have a father in prison and a dead stepfather? What are they going to do?
I do tread carefully here because I don't want
to. I love Pete. Nothing against Pete at all, but that's a very weird move.
That's crazy behavior. And here's the thing, Pete does this as well. Like he's had every girl's name tattooed on. He doesn't really care. He does a bunch of dumb tattoos. So for him, I'm sure his perspective is like, who gives a shit? I'll get it covered up. It's not really a big deal. But for me, I look at if you get like my tattoos, as bad as most of them are, they all kind of mean something. You know what I'm saying? I don't just like, let me mark something dumb on my body. There's some of them that are funny and that means something to me. You know what I'm saying? Like me and you have the etches on each other's wrists. If you guys don't know, me and Jay on an episode years ago did trivia on each other on Legion of Skanks. And every time I got a question wrong about Jay's life, I got one etched on me. And every time Jay got one wrong, he got one etched on him. He has 9, I have 10. That's funny. We have the half heart. It says Smith. Jay has a half heart that says Dave. And we put our arms together and it says Dave Smith.
Dave.
It's hilarious.
I'm uncomfortable with that. So I can imagine what Kanye is going through.
But I'm just saying, like,
I always forget we have those tattoos.
Fucking funniest, dude. If I'm going to put something on my body, there's, at the very least, it's funny or it has like symbolic meaning. You know what I'm saying?
You guys have my name tattooed on you.
You forgot that.
Yeah, it's so funny. I really did. What a funny thing
about that regularly.
Yes.
I do too.
I work hard.
And then I see it and I always laugh. By the way, I now, Lewis, you should get the silhouette birds like I have on my arm too around them. So it looks like that's where kind of they are.
I love it.
It's so funny.
I love it. Well, I'm just saying some fucking, it's just too close, too quick. Even if a guy,
no, it's too quick. But you know, do you know more than the kid's tattoo? Because the tattoo isn't, doesn't have to be permanent. But you know, he got her name branded on him.
Yeah,
he got the word Kim branded on him, and she says that on the Ellen DeGeneres show with yeah, I know that one. That's the branding right there. Yeah, Kim. He got down there. He said because. And it's something he doesn't want to get. He wants to not be able to remove it ever. But she says it on Ellen DeGeneres, like, as just another wacky thing a guy's done. For, you know what I mean? She said, like, she's other things. She goes, oh, like, my last boyfriend, like, cut off his cock and put it in a box for me so I never have to be alone without it, she said. So that's just, like, you know. And she just moves on. It's like, so she's like, hey, Brandon. So even Ellen DeGeneres is like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's like a hot iron or something on his chest forever. But I don't know. It's like, I guess it's cool.
They're all like, look, Pete's been very famous for a long time. I think he's sort of a victim of that a little bit. So he's not really like, you know, you just, I think we all, because none of us were, had any like money or fame at all, like growing up in these like formative years of our, yeah, pull up the Ellen clip, please. In our formative years, we don't like, we just sort of were able to develop normally. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You see the child stars very often, right? Of course. And I think that's something that, you know, with Pete, I feel like he's not, or he has too many yes men around him. Somebody, his friends need to go, hey, dude, don't do that. Don't brand Kim's name on your chest. How is
he? He had a lot to navigate very young.
But here's the thing. Nobody that fucking is in his ear that he cares about and respects him enough to say, don't do that, dude. That's a bad move.
Yeah.
Or maybe there is. Maybe he says, fuck you guys. But I just feel like if you were going to do that, Jay, I could convince you not to. We're close enough friends that I get in your ear and I'm like, yeah, dude, you barely know this chick. You break up with a different chick every month. I was like, don't fucking brand somebody's name on yourself. That's psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
She is still beautiful, though, huh?
Oh, she's stunning.
She's so, I'm talking about Ellen.
Yeah, she still has it.
Okay. Hey, speaking of posting, you just went official with Pete on Instagram. So congratulations.
Thank you.
How is she not embarrassed? You're dating a child.
It's not official post.
You what?
It's official. I guess it's not official
until you post. It's not real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that feel to you like that was something that you needed to do just to get it out of the way? Like it was, people were waiting to see that or...
No, Ellen looks like she's a fucking goblin. What happened to Ellen? She really just like she aged into being like a fucking nebbishy dude.
Yeah, she looks like the guy who dances in a tuxedo for Great Adventure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like I haven't dated since before Instagram existed.
So yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
What and the rules are.
First of all, as I say to you all the time, I just want you to be happy. You deserve to be happy, and I'm happy that you're happy. That's
Thank
all
you.
That matters.
Thank you. Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good.
I mean, I see a shift in you and a ease
Ellen
in you.
Ellen treats her like she's a hot chick. She goes, Ollie, like you deserve more than anybody else in the world. You are the best.
Ellen is dressed like Joe List.
I mean, Christ. I think it's just in life, like no matter what it is, I just think I encourage my friends and the people that I love just to be happy. And I went for it. And I went for
you get
it.
Get ahead to
like,
the
you know brand. What? I'm in my 40s.
The part of it, the brand. They probably show the picture.
That one, the Kim one, isn't a tattoo.
No, they don't show it.
Branding. Like
right here, yeah.
Branding. Because, let me explain it, because he wanted to do something that was really different. Because, like, okay, first tattoo he got, I was like, oh, so cute, thank you, oh, my God. So, you know, second, whatever, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. But, like, that's what tattoo people do, right? Like, they get tattoos of what's going on in their life. And
wait, back so up, I was like, back am up, I, back up.
Special?
You said first tattoo, so he has three tattoos of you?
Well,
sounds
know.
Like this is, like, a the few. Third. So the first tattoo was, you said, kind of cute. So
yeah.
Is it your name or is it like a little
branding? We just watching, what is right. the conversation we're watching like, right now? This is actually more psychotic than the LA comedy scene drama that's going on. This conversation Ellen's having with Kim Kardashian in front of an audience about her crazy
And it's like an audience of moms, right? Isn't this daytime TV?
Yeah.
This is crazy people having a conversation. This is not fucking normal. The fact that Ellen is so removed from reality that she can go, this is going to be a relatable conversation. We're talking to a billionaire about how she's dating her celebrity comedian 25-year-old boyfriend who gets his name branded on her chest, and everyone's just fucking acting like this is just a normal conversation.
Isn't it? He's
28 like, in fairness.
I'm maybe I'm a little out of touch, but isn't it like fat moms who are watching this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. This is Ellen's last season anyway.
Hasn't she been leaving forever?
No, this has been, I guess, it's been a while. But it's the last season.
You hear that Ellen is a bully, like, her staff and everybody around her. And it's like, fuck out of the way, Ellen. You're not going to bully me, you dumb bitch.
Yeah,
I thought
it was a toxic work environment, so I slapped her in her stupid dyke face.
Fucking stone cold stunned her through the table. Fuck out of here, Ellen.
She tried to throw her lesbo dick around a little bit, and I gave her a good crack across the chops.
Settled her down real quick. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then I branded my name on her.
Oh, shit. God.
Yeah, the first initials of the kids, man. That's the branding, I guess, whatever, also. I thought Pete was getting rid of all of his tattoos. That was his big thing. He's going to get them all removed, and then he just keeps getting, like, more kind of nonsense ones. But Kanye West, yeah, he's got to be pretty pissed about that.
No, so the original conversation was, how crazy is Kanye West? And actually, after all of this, I think he's handling it quite reasonably.
Because Pete's still alive.
Like, publicly, like, it's also like, you know, I'm not on Kanye's side, but I do get it. Like, dude, you have this guy who's like, you know, Pete's kind of like, even like you saw the Pete's stand-up where he talked about Kanye.
No. What do you say?
It's a joke. Funny. It was pretty funny, actually. I'll give him credit. It was the bit was pretty funny. Could have probably went further with it, but he was just talking about how Kanye said he had AIDS. He was like, no, he goes, I had an AIDS scare recently. He was like, it wasn't the doctor. It was Kanye. Kanye said I had AIDS.
He goes, and everybody says he's a genius, so I went and got checked.
Yeah, he was like, you know something.
He goes, everybody says he's a genius. No, it's very funny. He's been telling, yeah, I think he did that at the stand once when I saw him do that. It's funny. No, Pete's going to handle it like that. I'm just saying, like, and in fairness to Pete, that's what I was going to say. Like, I followed it, like, relatively close to see that, like, really at one point, Pete was just hooking up with Kim Kardashian, which is not his fault. Do you know what I mean? Like, she was single and allowed to do that. And Kanye West just spent, like, weeks just running him down, like, shitting all over him. And he didn't really do anything other than, like, be the guy she was interested in. So that's why I'm like, Pete kind of, at this point, Pete was retaliating with everything. And that's why I think the tattoo wasn't even like I want to show this family how much I care about them. I think it was like,
troll
I want Kanye West to see that I got his fucking kids' names, initials tattooed on my neck.
Which is look, real ass. I will say on Pete's end, real ass. But if I was Kanye, I would beat him to death with a hammer.
Oh, yeah, it would work. The provocation would work, you're saying.
It's just, it's a weird. If it is done to troll him or provoke him or whatever, that's you're really going there. That's like,
yeah. No, we already told the joke. We don't need to watch it told again, Bobby.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Anyway,
nailed it.
Thank you guys for being so nice about sport on Monday and not mocking me.
Well, I thought that was kind of like how we heal on this show.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
No, you're cool.
Oh, it was.
I did. It really made me laugh so hard. Your dumb tweet. What did you say? There you go. Last night was pretty rough. And you spelled it R-U-F-F. And then you went, I'm back. That was so funny.
I'm back.
Oh, God. That made me laugh.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking. It was. It was fucking brutal. I don't know if you guys have ever put a dog down. But it is fun. Well, never. We can end with the RIP sport.
I literally have my first dog ever.
You never in your life owned a dog like a family pet?
No, this is it. Dawkins is the first.
Well, that's not true. I mean, because I personally remember you having a dog, and you guys.
That's how little Jake cared about that last dog.
Hated Coconut, dude. He doesn't even consider her a dog that he had.
Coconut, yeah. Well, Coconut was like months ever. Like,
yeah, but I mean, That, yeah, that's having a dog.
I didn't pick that dog. I came home from a weekend once, and that dog was there chewing through my Xbox 360 cables, of which I did not have money to replace.
So all I could do was beat him with said cables.
No, never beat her. In fact, she was part of one of my favorite things when I got all this shit for the Michael Vick joke on the Fallon show, and I put the Michael Vick jersey on the dog, and I was like, some people forgive. And then I taped the butter knife in her hand and put it on Isabella's neck. But the dog took her hostage because people kept saying that. They go, why don't we feed your daughter to some dogs or shit like that? I just took a picture of the dog holding a knife to Isabella's throat.
Oh, those were better times.
Oh, they really were.
God, what different times.
So Jay did love that dog. She made a great prop.
She did. No, when she was the best dog when she didn't live with us anymore. It was great.
Yeah. Well, anyway, David, you ready to put down a family dog?
No, not me personally, no.
It is as brutal as you think it's going to be.
Yeah,
I bet. Because the dog doesn't know its life's over. Like,
execution. He was really at that point. Like he deteriorated a lot in like the 3 weeks that I had him, or however long it was that I took him. Like even just in that time, he started to really. He got a tooth infection, and that was like the thing that was like the beginning of the end. But it was fucking, dude. Oh, him like in my arms. They like gave him the injections while he was in my arms.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
And you feel him stop breathing.
So we're holding him. Me and Beatrice's old roommate had like a real bond with this dog, this guy, John. And so he came. So we look like a gay couple coming in, like both crying. Just fucking brutal. So they give him they give him an injection.
Beatrice didn't go?
No. After all of this.
Wait. It was just you and her roommate?
Old roommate, yeah.
That's fucking, that is way funnier than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, I thought,
what, did she have to work or something? Or she just,
I think she said her goodbyes to him the night before. She just went, you know, it wasn't as important to her for like to actually be there at the moment. Like it was really important for me. I don't know why. I'm not.
Well, you had him for longer than she did.
Yeah, and I'm not spiritual at all, but it's like, you know, I'm doing like I take his collar off. It's like, he shouldn't go out of this world wearing a collar. He should go out of it the way that he came in naked. Like, just like it was fucking brutal, dude. They give him the
run free sport.
They give him an injection that essentially puts him to sleep. And then they give him the overdose of the next anesthesia or whatever, which stops his heart. So, you know, they do it and, you know, we're both just like, I'm holding his head and you watch the life go out of his eyes, but then we're sitting there and we're both, you know, the vet leaves the room and me and John are both just kind of crying, be like, oh, he's the best dog. You know, he's so great. And I'm holding Sport's head and Sport just goes, this is literally 5 full minutes after the doctor says Sport stops. Sport goes.
Oh God! Holy shit, dude!
We're both crying, but we're both freaked out.
I would have screamed.
John was like, "You know what, buddy? You still got a little more in you." And I was like, "What was that? Is he fucking live? What is happening right now?" We're like feeling his heart.
He goes, you can't kill me.
It was a fucking nightmare, dude.
You guys up for one more game of Bag of Chase, me?
Oh, but I don't know why I fell asleep hard back there.
The night before, dude, it was actually fucking, and I'm not spiritual and I know it's not real, but it was like nice to like have this for like James. And honestly, like my sister is spiritual, you know, but like we're in the backyard and a fucking big pregnant deer came up to the fence while we were there and Sport's just like staring down this deer. And then I looked it up with James afterwards. That represents deers, if you see them in the wild or in a dream, represents a peaceful passing onto the next life.
Oh,
pregnant. So I convinced James that Sport's being reincarnated as a baby deer.
Oh, now that's, you got to really keep sweet. A deer in your house.
So anyway, I
hey, Beatrice, can you take care of my deer? Running away. Beatrice, can my deer live with you?
Sport.
Hey, Sport. This weekend, can anybody deer for me? Sport.
Beatrice.
Stop bucking in the house.
Yo, Beatrice. Sport,
you're knocking everything out. You're bucking holes in the wall.
Beatrice, that's James' dog. He needs to live with you.
Sport, you're trampling baby James. Stop it.
Sport, stop eating the Christmas tree.
Oh, he got out again. Sport, stop staring at those headlights.
Sport, stop back kicking car windows out all over the place.
Get up, crazy dog.
He goes, oh, hey, nice dog. You want to let him play with my dog? Get skewered.
I bring the dog to the deer park. Or the deer park.
All right, you're going off leash. You're going off leash, little puppy.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, it was, yeah.
It's the whole so thing. Sad, man.
So sad, dude. I didn't think it would be that hard.
When his eyes open, so what happened when the eyes opened? They were just like, he just died with his eyes open?
I didn't ask. You know, it wasn't even his eyes were never really closed. I kept on trying to do the thing that they do in movies where they like close the eyes.
You tried to priest hand? Yeah, <dude. laughs>
they kept on opening and I was like, all right. And then, but his mouth, it was just his mouth. And he, like, I don't know if he like expelled breath or like if he had like air that had to like escape or whatever it is. But yeah, it was fucking...
It's so creepy. He's such a good dog. You start stabbing it again. You have to say, back to hell, you monster.
But yeah, dude, we're fucking, you know, having him cremated and fucking the ashes are being sent to the three of us. And, you know, it's fucking damn. It sucks.
Who's the three of us?
Me, John, and Beatrice. John's in the picture.
Look, man, John's here. You just get used to it.
Yeah, look, you know, hey, look, he fucking literally took an Uber from Brooklyn to come out to Jersey to be there, and like was fucking. Yeah, no, he rented a car actually, but yeah,
oh.
I don't recommend it. But it, know, it also, like, in a weird way, it was nice to like be there for him. And
yeah, just, I don't recommend it. It's probably just take the New Jersey Transit. I'm wasting a lot of money to rent that car.
Yeah. Some people hit me up, dude. There was a guy. Oh, I almost want to read this. This guy, I didn't even read the whole story because it was like sickening. And he was like, dude, trust me, you didn't even have to worry about it. And he starts talking about how he had to shoot a dog like 5 times in the head and it didn't die. And he had to start beating it with the end of a gun in order to kill it.
Wait, what?
Like me, myself, and Irene?
Which is, that scene was maybe the hardest I laughed as a child. Was me
really
the cow on the side of the road? Dave, do you remember this?
Yeah,
dude. It's so I won't like. You know,
movie was great.
Yeah, it was great, dude. She's like, it was the cops come in. It's like, we found these roaches in your. It's like, what is it, illegal to smoke pot? He's like, yeah, yeah, it is. yeah, I don't know. I could see if I could find this guy's thing. Oh, it was 40. Yeah, I don't know where it's at. It's gonna take too long.
All right,
that's okay. Don't worry about it, bud. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks, and that of course is Zippix toothpicks. Man, these things have gotten me through flights. If your New Year's resolution is to kick cigarettes, the answer for you is Zippix. It's supported thousands of people trying to kick smoking and vaping habits with their sublingual absorption, I read that part, which gets you a nicotine buzz quicker. They're nicotine-dipped toothpicks, basically. They come in 6 awesome flavors. You can do them. There's no smell. There's no smoke. You don't have to hide cigarette butts. You could use it anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. It looks like a toothpick, and it costs way less than cigarettes.
Doesn't that sound like oral sex on a woman? Sublingual absorption?
Yeah. That's when I drink Squirt. He goes, is he talking about golden shower water sports piss drinking? No, it's sublingual absorption. Don't be a pig.
Zippix.com.
Zippix toothpicks.com. Now with Squirt flavor. Zippix toothpicks.com. Use the promo code SKANK10. You're gonna get 10% off your order, so that's good. You get a little discount and you get to get some help getting rid of those cigarette butts or in between cigarette butts when you're on a plane. ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code SKANK10 for 10% off. All right, let's get back into it.
Hey, babe.
Well, rest in peace, sport. Coffee, babe.
I know you didn't know. Just
tell me. Babe, coffee?
Are you fucking for real? Are you
done? No, I'm not done. We have like another 15 minutes. Can I coffee?
I mean, you can have what's left in here.
Is this a? Are these stories go together? An Indian surgeon plans to transplant a womb into a trans woman, and then Calvin Klein hires a pregnant man for a new campaign. Are those?
They're not combined.
Are those related stories?
They're just similar to each other.
I can't. It's so weird. What does that mean? A pregnant man? Okay.
Yeah. Such
a man now.
Remember how you guys made fun of me last week for saying that a man can't get pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to implant a womb into a man.
If you recall, Lewis, I didn't make fun of you. I think I said I heard a similar story.
No,
yeah. I thought that I heard that before too. They put a baby inside of a.
Yeah,
a man,
I said that a man can't get pregnant, and I was completely right about that. And the fact that someone's trying it somewhere and not succeeding doesn't really prove that's wrong.
Look,
transplant a womb.
Kim, give me the. She loves the attention, guys. She really does. Guys, Kim Congdon, everyone. Kim Congdon talks.
Say I'm your favorite ex.
You're my favorite ex. That's my head.
I'm Buffy. The smartest and the funniest.
You're the smartest and the funniest.
But you are not his favorite current.
I mean, yes, smartest and the funniest. I mean, I'd agree. It's not the stiffest competition.
I love me some Kimmy Congdon. She did my show when I was out in L.A. She's great.
I heard.
So funny.
I heard.
So funny.
Can we watch the story, Bobby? I sent you guys? We can talk about the story. It's fine. But Jay, I really think you're gonna appreciate this video.
No, I know the video, and I love the video. I'm having a hard time when we go to videos on this. I'm like barely seeing them.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah. No way.
What are we talking about? The sport video?
No, the guy who's hitting the woman.
We'll do it on Monday, dude. We'll do Who's Most Justified Hitting a Woman on Monday. This one's fucking wild. Okay. This girl, she punches this guy in the face 30 times, and he's just like, he has the last one gets him. And I feel bad for the guy. I genuinely feel bad for him because, like,
his voice is great.
Well, now I just want to watch it.
Yeah. We'll watch it on Monday, Dave. I'll send it to you. You just watch it now.
All right, fine.
It's in the group chat.
All right, I'll watch it.
Go back to the insurgent video.
Wait, didn't you just say we can't watch videos?
It's not a video. It's an article.
Okay. Indian surgeon plans to transplant a womb into a trans woman in world first op that could pave the way for biological men to get pregnant. It's not getting pregnant, and it's not convenient. It's a crazy surgery that it probably has so many risks involved to both the baby and the person that it should be illegal. This is not a good, thing.
I don't like this guy's headshot at all.
It's so easy to get a woman pregnant. It happens a lot. We got it figured out, and there's no reason to get doctors involved. There's no reason to fucking have major surgeries, do things that would, could this possibly be safe for a baby? Or is there a chance this man's body is going to reject this fucking fetus and eat itself?
Seems
go
like
back
a
up to the headshot,
risky
Bobby.
Game.
I want to see the headshot again. Smooth doctor.
They'd be like, we could not find one doctor willing to attempt this surgery. He's like, I'll do it.
Come on, mama. You know you want it.
Dr. Narendra.
Want me to put a baby in you?
Kaushik.
Hey, pretty boy. Want me put baby in you? Yes. The risky procedure. The reproductive organs from a dead donor. Oh, my Lord. Or someone who has transitioned the other way. That's so crazy. The bio, if you compare the, what do you call that? Like the biohazard garbage from like 40 years ago to today.
Oh, look at this.
Like someone's discarded dick.
There's only been one documented case of a womb being inserted into a trans woman in the past, but she died from complications just months later. Why is this article not, this article should be criminal
reckless, insane doctor.
Yeah, is it going to attempt something that is extremely dangerous? We should find this guy and stop him.
Yeah, mad scientist goes into hiding after crazy surgery idea.
Well, but seriously, if you were doing something else like this that was risking the patient's life for no reason and couldn't possibly work, wouldn't that be like illegal?
Yeah, it's
maybe
never
not
worked
in New
before.
Delhi.
It's going to be worse to do it this way. Ugh.
Does this guy perform all of his surgeries in a scary castle on the top of a hill surrounded by lightning.
Yeah. Dr. Weird. Come in. I've made a person with dog legs. Oh, I've got so many. I'm jotting down an idea right now. How about a spider lady? So many legs. Many eyes.
How about a man with a butthole that shoots out breast milk? I'm just workshopping.
These are brainstorms. A human millipede with like 100 people.
One of these ideas is bound to work.
How about a two-headed prostitute?
Two heads, twice the pleasure.
I can do it.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Put 8 arms on a trans person like a Ganesh.
He's very, very optimistic.
Oh, he's got awards.
What? He's craziest got awards. Doctor in the land.
He's got awards.
Let me read that one carefully. It says
Doctors of America.
You go, participation trophy.
Yeah. I won I got runner up at the Looney Awards.
Most likely to murder a patient by accident.
He's got the 2018 He Tried Award.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking wild.
He went for, hey, you know what? He had it off the ID. He went for it.
And this will be looked at as anti-trans rhetoric, but this has nothing to do with it. I'm trying to save a person's life here. This is crazy.
Yes. Just adopt, you psycho.
Yeah, really.
It's also, you don't need to experience that. Here's the thing. Fine, you're a man trapped in a woman's body. You don't get to experience that. There's a lot. I don't get to experience slam dunking a basketball because I am not a fucking 6'10" black person who plays professional basketball. That's just the way it is. And I don't get the fucking.
You know what's funny, Lewis?
Slam dunking.
I use that exact same
You don't even get to experience scoring a point on Shane Gillis. You're jumping a lot of levels here, buddy. Slam dunking.
You know what's funny, Lewis? I swear to you, I weirdly use that same example. Like, I'll never slam dunk. I just got to come to grips with that, man.
That's okay.
Now, you could argue that I could do a zillion things in this world to slam dunk, but it's just not necessarily true. You know what I mean? Like, if I could train myself.
Yeah, do you think that you could train yourself to slam dunk a basketball? I'm talking about like the best sports trainers in the world, like really like scientific, that really understands like the human body and your anatomy and could come up with a program. Do you think that you could get there to slam dunk a basketball?
No. No chance.
Wow, you've grown.
No chance.
I think maybe you could.
I mean, definitely not. There's a path. Maybe not at this point. Maybe once there was.
I mean, what would you have to do? Like, Jay's tall. There's people that are 6'3" that can slam dunk basketballs.
Oh, there's people who are 5'5" who can slam dunk basketballs.
Dude, there's one fucking dude. He's like jacked. It's something Superman. I see him on reels all the time. It's something Superman. And he's like bodybuilder Jack, but he jumps so high. He does like backflips and it looks like it's slow motion because he's jumping so high while he does it. It's pretty fucking intense.
No, yeah. I mean, that's an amazing control on the body for sure. Look, there's some sort of a natural like spring you have to I know people exactly much shorter than me can jump much higher. It's kind of like,
I can't jump.
Was there a path in my life ever? Maybe. I never even came close. I was never even like a rim grabber. Dave, you probably were able to grab the rim.
Well, I've dunked before. Like in my day, I could, but it was such an unsatisfying dunk. Like I'd probably need like, I could maybe do it like 1 out of 7, 1 out of 8 times.
Hands together and spring you up.
Yes. And then I could do, but it was never a thing. Like I could never go for it in a game. Cause there was probably like an 85% chance I'd miss, which is just like awful and embarrassing. And even when I did, it was never like a satisfying one. It was always like, I just got there.
Got it in your hands.
Touched right. Right.
Like it was never, you know, it was never like a fucking,
you laid it in basically. Thing.
Well, like I could, no, like in my senior year, I used to like practice it. Like,
we really could use these skills on the court that day.
Well, I wasn't going to do it.
I'm
now.
Like, damn, Dave, you could almost dunk, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on right now, dude? We really could have used you.
Yeah, no, I would have helped a lot, but you know.
Dude, you know what we should do, Jay? And all of us should do, because this is very easy to do. We should do the physical fitness tests that they used to give us in elementary school. So, you know, everything from like how far can you stretch on the ruler to see how far you can go.
I'm probably going to do the same as I did in school. I'm going to not go to school that day.
Or I
go, guys, I can't make it in tonight. A sport is being put down in the morning. I already said that once.
My distance jump, like forward, like, you know, where you have to stand there and then jump forward.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was like half that of the next shittiest jump in the class. It was crazy.
But I would sell out on that one so hard. Like when I had to do it, I would sell it on the broad jump. Cause I thought if I just go and just sell out and just have my feet go forward and just trust that my ass is going to hit the ground.
That's insane.
Yeah.
This isn't the guy I'm talking about. This guy could jump high as fuck though. The guy I'm talking about. That's wild.
Wow.
And you're going to tell me we shouldn't lock these people up. They're superhuman.
Wow.
Like X-Men, dude. You can't keep them out there in the wild.
Holy shit.
Ned's got to fix it.
Oh, no. Is it a high jump or a long jump?
Yeah, a long jump, dude. Listen to me. I almost want to show you guys how bad I am at... What is that called?
That's called the long jump. What he did right there.
But what, not without running, where you just stand
I think
there?
It's like a lateral...
Broad jump. Broad jump's what you're talking about.
Hey, you have to stand there, you can't move, and you have to just jump forward. It's crazy how little I can get forward. Your body will not go forward. You want to see me?
I can't do pull-ups at all.
Hold on, set up your camera so we can see you. I want to see this.
But give it everything, Lewis.
I'm going to give it everything.
And you got to go side to side. You did this whole thing in your underwear, you fucking weirdo. So you went over to Kim's house out of nowhere and then just put your underwear on.
Hold on. All right, go ahead.
I don't know what to physically, like, what am I doing?
You're jumping forward.
I got you. I know what you mean. I actually feel, right now I'm feeling what you're feeling for you. I don't know why. Oh, God. What happened? What happened there?
I slammed my hand into the garbage can.
It was so loud.
Oh, man.
You freaked out Kim.
Oh, Jesus. That couldn't have worked out better.
I'm so fat. You were saying that? She's like, you can't jump in here.
Neighbors, please. They're downstairs. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No more Olympics. No more living
around. Jump, yeah, jump forward. Stand there and see if you can beat me.
From here to there?
Yeah, you're going to jump forward.
That wasn't even great.
It wasn't great, but Kim went so easily without even thinking about it. Oh, dude, that first one where you whacked your hand on the garbage. Perfect.
It hurt like hell.
Yeah,
but I don't know what whatever the movement is that I have to do to move my body forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like a form. I don't physically.
I absolutely get what you're saying.
I don't know.
I absolutely get what you're saying. If I did a long jump,
she didn't even try, and she just jumped twice as far as me. It was people would laugh at me. They would all gather around to watch me do this in gym class.
No, we all just did it. A lot more people are just doing it now.
Wow, what a nightmare.
Push off the balls of your feet.
Bobby wants you to know, push off the balls of your feet.
Push off your balls.
He's coaching you. Yeah, put balls on your feet.
Yeah, don't jump flat-footed. Push off the balls of your feet.
Bobby, I'll fucking smack you in your fucking face.
That's not going to be you though.
You won't be able to get to him if he's over a foot away from you.
Damn. Bobby dominated you in leg wrestling, and then he said he could jump way further than you.
100% I could.
Definitely can. You know what we should do? We should do a triathlon. and see who comes up with the best time.
What do you think we're gonna do, a triathlon?
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, I'll just jump into that. Sure,
dude. Let's go do. Hey,
why don't somebody give me some nitroglycerin pills in case, you know, I have a heart attack or whatever.
Let's. You know what we should do? We should do those medieval. There's like a medieval like MMA league. He's called M1 or K1. Have you seen this?
I think you should jump into this, and then me and Jay will check it out and see if we're.
So it's essentially MMA fighters. They throw on a bunch of medieval gear, like real gear. They have swords and shields, and they go and they fuck each other up, dude. They knock each other out and they fucking smash each other.
Dude, you know what we should do? You guys know Russian roulette? We should all play.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, this is how this should happen. Oh, getting body slammed in chainmail? Yeah. We should do this.
How funny would that be, dude? Jay, would you fight me? Would you fight me in medieval gear while Dave plays giant bass drums behind us?
I don't know. I'm not very good at the drums.
No. It's with machetes? Those aren't even swords.
Yeah, dude. They're fucking wet, but they're heavy-ass fucking swords, dude.
Is that what it is? They're just dull things and they can like they're beat with?
Yeah, they beat the fuck out of each other. But they like bleed, dude. They take their helmets off and they're covered in blood. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, you should do it.
I would fight Jason Ellis. I would fight Jason Ellis in medieval rules. How great would that be?
That would be kind of fun.
Throw swords in the mix? Okay. Yeah. I like that idea. Lewis, you should box Jason a kangaroo.
Jason took his shirt off stage last night on the show, and I called him Dirt Kreischer.
I like it.
Hell yeah.
I like it a lot. You want to wrap this bad boy up?
Let's wrap it up. It's been a fun show.
It's been a fun show. Yeah, boys. I love you guys. Always fun to do this with you. And again, San Antonio, if you're listening to this live, you can get tickets for tomorrow. Oh, yeah. We will catch you guys live Monday from the stand. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.